I get so excited about having you on my calls that, you know, I just jumped right in and told him all the great things about you. Of course, I could spend the whole hour just discussing the greatness of the two of you and the impact you've had on millions of lives, but I think you do that so well just by what you have to share with us. And today they're going to be talking a little bit about, I guess, we talked about discouragement and how to overcome discouragement, and I think it's a critical trait of a great leader, because as you lead people, you're going to find people that get discouraged underneath you all the time. And so you need this tool to be able to help bring people forward. So if you're on this call and you say, well, Mary Jo, I never get discouraged, I don't need this, and I'm going to go, yes, you do, because, you know, we're either in it or we're helping others get out of it. So it's one of those things that we really want to learn, we want to absorb, we want to get the tools that Patrick has and Nancy have to share with us today to help us be better leaders and to be better ourselves, because we are the attractor factor out there. When we show up in a mode of discouragement, we're not going to be able to prospect or find people to lead or to join us, because we're not giving out the right characteristics that we really want to attract in our lives, because we don't want to bring on discouraged people. We want to bring on motivated, exhilarated, excited, enthusiastic, energetic, all those great words. That's who we're trying to attract. So we need to stay out of discouragement ourselves. So anyway, without more further ado, Patrick, I hope I just gave enough to just get people intrigued. And Nancy, and here we have Patrick and Nancy Dean. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I love your prayer about patience, and I think, wasn't it St. Francis or somebody said that God give me patience and then but not right now.
That's good, Ben.
So I think part of your, I think I love your energy. In the 10 years that we've been together, I just every conversation we've had. I love your energy, your forward momentum, and your belief in people. Mm-hmm. And just collaborating with you on these calls and supporting your teams is totally consistent with my purpose. And you and I have, and Nancy, have an alignment of purpose that's pretty amazing. And the other amazing thing is we have a great time doing it. So yeah. I think that that's, don't you think that's an awesome thing to be able to enjoy what you do as well?
Absolutely. I think it's crucial. I mean, that's why I look at my life and I always find, if I find something I don't enjoy doing, I find someone to delegate it to. It's just like, I don't want things to rob me of joy. Now, there's some things I feel the Lord wants me to be doing, so even if they don't bring joy, it's a lesson for me to learn. But I really do, and it was one of the reasons I hired Lydia, was because I found things in doing network marketing that weren't my highest and best uses of my time. So, you know, Lydia served a great purpose in that as well. But, I know everybody goes, I can't wait to have my own Lydia. And that's great, too.
That's, I think a discouragement comes in the fact that when you're talking about discouragement, you talk about the fact that we try to be good at everything, you know, and we look around at people and we get in comparison with other people. Nancy's always reminding me of this for myself. And so we get in comparison with other people, and we look at their outsides, not really what's going on for people, but we look at their outside and go, wow, I can't be like that, or why can't I be like this? And I don't, you know, I think that there's things that we need to improve on, absolutely take on areas of our life that we're not really great at and work at them. But there's also, I think it's important to play to your strengths, and there's certain things that we're strong at and certain things that we're not quite as strong at. I mean, you and I have been to conventions where people have walked across the stage and they have created incredible results in 4 months, in 6 months. But for most of us, I think, you know, I don't know. I think that it takes longer. It takes more perseverance. It takes more learning. You know, it's the old story of Martin Luther King. His roommate at college was this whiz at math, and he talked about how this guy could do his homework in an hour, and it took Martin Luther King, he said it took him 3 or 4 hours to do the same work, and he looked at this guy and he felt himself getting jealous and angry, And then he realized, you know, one of the greatest lessons was that was just not his gifting in that particular way, the same kind of gifting. And so to effort at something and to compare yourself when it's not your exact gifting, I think is part of discouragement. Don't you feel that so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about, and Nancy's going to jump in here, and I want to talk about three things on this call, basically, that's going to take away the experience of, or mitigate the experience of discouragement. We're going to talk about being extraordinary. We're going to talk about three things that successful people can, we're going to talk about creating a team, number two, and then we're going to talk about creating yourself as successful and three basic things you've got to do that. So we're going to talk about extraordinary team, we're going to talk about team, and then we're going to talk about the three ways of being successful. So that will work with discouragement, and it's going to bring a new spirit to the experience. So first of all, Mary Jo, I loved your intro. I appreciate it so much. I'll credential us a little bit here. So it's really important for those of you on the call to know who you're listening to. And when you're listening to people, that you listen to people that are creating the results that you want to create. So you always listen with a questioning mind. Never believe everything you're told. But on the other hand, you take a look at people who are creating results, and you get the most value by being a questioning person and being open to that. So Nancy and I have been in the business of leadership and team building training and creating our own businesses for over 30 years, and we worked with 40,000 people. And so what I'm going to talk about with you is from two sources, basically. Number one, it's the fact that I've had an incredible privilege of being around people, like Mary Jo and Lydia, for one thing, and being around people and listening and understanding and beginning to see what creates fulfillment and satisfaction and success in people and what doesn't. And as I listen to 40,000 people over 30 years, I'm going to bring that bit, some of my experience to the call and talk about it from my research, my experience. So this is based in actual experience. And the second thing is, I'm going to talk about the things I talk about I've had a personal experience of. So I've been in the process of building a business, and Nancy and I have built or assisted in building two multi-million dollar businesses in our past. So we understand creating great business. And so I'm going to bring that experience as well when I share with you. So that's kind of the credentials of where we're coming from. And believe me, we have not arrived, and we are always looking at ways to be in the process of learning all the time. So on this call, by the way, for you guys on the call, we're going to have an offer. And so if you're sitting by your phone and you have something to write down, something to write on, here's the offer. We're going to actually do, as a gift to you and as an acknowledgement of Mary Jo and Lydia and allowing us be on this call, we're going to offer to you a 20-minute to 30-minute free question coaching call for those of you who want to actually be in conversation with us. We have worked with thousands and thousands of people in home-based businesses and other kinds of businesses, and we may be able to answer a question for you. But we only have a limited number of those, as you can imagine. So what you do, if you want to actually ask us a question and be on a personal call, is that you first email which will, I'll give you the email right now. It's nancy@seminarsystems.com, and you can do that during the call, because we're going to probably reserve those during the call, because we get people that are really interested and that are excited. So during the call, if you email us and say, hey, I'm interested, Nancy and Patrick, and here's my name and number, we'll set that up. And again, we're only going to have a limited number, and if you're late on that one, then I'm sorry, we just won't have the time, as you can imagine. The second thing is you can text 707-217-0636, text Nancy, and tell her, I am interested in the call. So again, I'm going to repeat that, and then we're going to get on to the content. So the number is area code 707-217-0636. A text message will get you this incredible offer of 20 to 30 minutes of a question about your business or moving forward. So anything during this call, if you hear anything interesting, and as well, at the end, I think we're going to have time for questions or at least a few questions, and we can work with that. But again, we'll see. We'll see who's motivated and excited. So that's what's offered, a 30-minute call. And also, we'll talk about leadership performance training and how that works in with Manifest and Manatech. And so anyway, so let's get going here. We have such a short time. I want to start with a story. Now, Nancy and I were doing a training, and Mary Jo, you might have been involved in this training because it was a while ago. It was a training of leadership, an advanced leadership training, in which we had probably 250 to 300 people in the room. And oftentimes, Nancy and I will invite people to speak at our trainings because we wanted a wide range of experience for people, and not just to hear us, but to hear people who have produced results. And so we had this speaker, and I'm not going to name him, but he was a guy that had created an incredible system and method of working with people around real estate. As a matter of fact, he was one of the number one people in the United States on how to create abundance through real estate, but through property and through investments like that. So he was an expert in that area. Very interesting guy to listen to. But the story that impacted me the most was a story that he told about his system. And here's the story, basically. I don't want to butcher this, and I'll get through it very quickly, but basically the story went like this. He had written a book about how he could help people get into real estate with no money down. And so he was challenged by a reporter on the New York Times who said, as a critic, like there's lots of critics out there, who said, I don't think you can do this. I think it's a hype. I don't think that it's possible. And so our guy, our expert, said to him, okay, all you got to do is follow me, and we'll go do an experiment. And all I'm going to ask you is to report on honestly how this experiment turned out. So basically what he did was he took the reporter, and they went down to the unemployment office in a Midwestern city. I think it was Kansas City. And he went to the unemployment office, and at the time there was a recession going on. There was all kinds of stuff. There was a room full of what he said was about 350 people in different lines to get their unemployment insurance and to get their food stuff and because they had run on tough times. So as he went into the room, and he stood in the center of this room, this government room, and he said out loud as he could, I have a method that I think will work for you, and you will never have to stand in one of these lines ever again. And he said, all you have to do is walk over and come over to me, and I will we'll get on the path so you don't have to suffer or stand in lines or worry about your family or anything anymore. I think I have a system that's proven that I know will work. And he just stood there. And he stood in the middle of the floor. And what happened next was amazing. Of the 300 people in the room that were standing in lines, 7 people walked over to him out of 300. Because the rest of the people didn't want to lose their place in line. And only 7 people were willing to take a risk in possibility and talk with him. Then what happened is he took those 7 and he said, I need you to show up at 6:30 in the morning, every morning at my house, and I'm going to coach you for 2 hours, and then you're going to go out and you're going to practice what I'm coaching you on. At the end of the 5 days, he had he had one person left that was willing to really put themselves at risk, to really go out there. And that one person he took with him, and they traveled. And within 6 months, that one person had invested and created more abundance in their life than they'd ever experienced before, and had been put themselves into a bigger game, an exciting game that he taught them, taught this person how to do, and it changed their experience of their life. Now, the reason I remember this story, and I think it applies to all of us here, is how many people are unwilling to get out of line, to step into something, to have a new, fresh spirit, and to step into something new and unknown and try something different. That so many people won't do that. So it's what I want to acknowledge all of you on this call for is being on the call, is you've already started to separate yourself or distinguish yourself, not separate yourself, but distinguish yourself from people who are afraid to do anything different at all. And so everything that we're going to talk about here in this short call is about, I'm talking to those of you who see and experience yourself as wanting to create more abundance and more compassion and more in your life, that you're one of the extraordinary 7, and then you're the extraordinary 1 that's willing to go the distance. You see, when I talked about the fact of a phone call, that you would get a free coaching phone call, I know that there's only a few of you that are going to take advantage of that. I know that you'll gain from this call, whether you do or not, and I know that you'll go out and be in practice, but there's an extraordinary few, and what I want you to be is one of the extraordinary few. And so the first thing we're going to talk about is creating yourself as extraordinary. That's that willingness to stand out from the crowd, to get out of line, and even though you may lose a place in line, that you're going to try something different. That extraordinariness is what creates success. And that's why you're going to be successful in your home-based business, is because you're operating on that edge. So let's talk about the fact that when you're operating on this edge, when you're operating in this place of creation, that you're not going to be able to do it alone. Like Nancy and I, we talk about, I mean, there's people that can do it. There's people that have certain jobs that they can be extraordinary at without other people. I mean, I guess if you're a great painter, a great inventor or something, where you're in the creative process and you do it alone, there's a few of those. But for the most of the rest of us, we are not going to be able to do it alone. And so what we want to do is to attract people into our life. And how do we really attract a team of people? Now, as Mary Jo and Lydia know, what we do in leadership performance training is that we teach people to create and motivate other people as well as yourself. So we get clear on purpose, and we get clear on your experience of how to talk about what's important to you and motivate and work with teams. And that training is essential for you. But basically, I think that motivating other people or attracting other people or bringing people into your team requires some things from you. And here's one of the things that I think that it requires. It requires, number one, that you shift how you are with people so that you become interested. If you want to have a few people around you, you can be an interesting person. But if you want to have a lot of people around you, become interested. Become interested in other people and operate from that place that there's something to learn from everyone if you ask the right question. We talked about on another call, we talked about what's called the million-dollar question. And I'll give you that right now. If having your business successful means abundance and means fulfillment, the million-dollar question is something you always keep in your mind. I have it written in front of my desk in my office in our business. And that question is, what is important to you? So again, you're becoming an interested person by asking the question, what is important to you? Now, when you ask that question, what's important to you, you have to be willing to listen to the answer. Most of the people that struggle in sales ask the question, but then they don't listen to the answer because they're listening to people's objectives or what they're listening for is so they can get on script, or they can reply to what people feel are problems, or that they want to say what they want to say and they want to share what they want to say. So if you're a person that simply is on script and you have things to share about Manatech and you have things to share about your products, if you do that before you are interested in people, you're going to struggle with creating this team of people that you want. And so the practice is to be truly interested in people. What is important to you is an awesome question. As a matter of fact, one of our homework assignments at the end of this short call here will be for you to be one of the most curious people on the planet. You know, what's that Dos Equis commercial? The world's most interesting man. I think that you want to be the world's most curious person for this week. And by the way, all of this is, we talk about visioning for 6 months, or we talk about visioning for a year, or what's your vision for your life? I've been to plenty of trainings where people talk about their vision for your life. And in fact, I worked with a guy that had a 500-year vision. But what I want to talk about is just this week. I want to create this as the most extraordinary week of our life so far. How about if we just work with today and this week, you guys? Let's just create this as an awesome week. So this week you're going to have some homework. And the homework is, it's going to be about asking this question and really practicing listening to the answer. So that is one way that you create a team. Another way that you create a team of people around you is to operate from a place called trust. I think in this world, and Nancy and I have experienced this, and sometimes we talk about a prayer you know, as Mary Jo was saying, a prayer of patience, a prayer of trusting. It's so easy to be cynical or to be skeptical about things. But one of the great things is about being a visionary is that you can get out there and talk about things and be excited about things in a world where people kind of put down excitement or are very skeptical. And I think that there is reasons to be skeptical about many things, but you're not the person that's the skeptic or the critic any longer. And what that's going to create when you operate from more trust in your product and trust in your message and trust in yourself, that you're going to find that you're going to attract people who are simply looking in this world for something that will work for them and to trust themselves and trust other people. So in this process of trust, number one, trust yourself. Trust yourself that your product, that your message is valuable and that you are the right messenger at that time for that message. Now, what I mean by that is I don't think there are many coincidences. And so what that means is you're in front of somebody, you're talking to somebody, there's a reason that you're with that person in that moment. And there's no coincidences around who that person is in front of you. If it's just the person standing in front of you at the supermarket, or if it's a person that you have a sit-down with, there's a reason you're with them. There's a reason that you guys are together. I believe that. I don't mean in a mystical way or anything. But it's our job to find out about this person and why we're there with them. Now, some people are not going to be interested in the specific message that you have or the product maybe, but there was a reason that you were with them. And so find out why and know that there's people will hear your message that are ready to hear it. And sometimes people are simply not ready to hear the message or they're not in the space to do that. That's A-okay. But just from being with you, they feel forwarded in their life because you operate from this place of trust. You know that there's a reason. Next is in this area of trust is to be confident. Confidence is an interesting process that you generate by how you carry your body, how you speak, how you look. That you operate from a place of confidence in the fact that you're going to battle. I mean, we talked about samurai all the time, and samurai are powerful, were powerful Japanese warriors because they went to battle knowing that they could die in battle, but making peace with death before battle. And I'm not saying that they looked for that or anything, but they went into battle knowing that they were going to put everything into it. And I love, of course, in Manifest, all in, all here is a samurai saying. So your conference, all in and all here, means that you're willing to take yourself to the game completely, and you bring that confidence to the game. And I guarantee you, trusting yourself in confidence and being confident will attract those kind of people into your life, or people that are looking to have that experience as well. The last thing about trust is always operate from integrity and be clear and upfront in all your dealings with people. I think one of the things that in trusting your product and trusting yourself is to, it's just amazing that people feel like they've got to kind of hide the idea that they're in a home-based business or that they're starting out or that they haven't created all the results that they want yet. And I don't think you need to do that. I think that upfrontness and honesty and integrity will move people in a powerful way to trust you, and you can trust yourself. Just tell it like it is. This is the way it is. This is what's available. This is what's exciting. This is what's possible. I'm on the path. I haven't reached I haven't reached the everywhere I wanted to go, but what the heck? I know that I'm on the right path here because I'm learning something, I'm excited, and I'm creating. So trusting yourself to trust yourself that your message is valuable. Trust yourself and operate from confidence, and trust yourself to be clear and upfront in your dealings with people. When you go to bed at night and you look in the mirror, you can say, I brought my game, I was fully there, and I was fully integrous. The next thing is to create a team of people, and Nancy's going to talk with you about this one, is the creation of of being able to communicate what's possible.
Thank you, Patrick. And Mary Jo, when you talked to Patrick and you wanted this call to be about discouragement, that's when I jumped in and said I want to be a part of that call. And one of the reasons is not just because I go there often, you know, that I have to keep myself checked in and moving forward, but in all my coaching, that discouragement is the one place that really starts eating people back, that starts putting them away. And so I really wanted to jump in, and I did a Google search on the definition of discouragement, and the base of the word discouragement comes from the word courage. And courage is not the absence of fear, as we know, but rather the decision to act in spite of it.
Wow.
And discouragement, then, is the sapping of one's courage. And this next part about really jumping in and checking in and rebuilding your courage comes in with painting a picture of what's possible in life. Patrick talked about that confidence and about trust and about that question, that million-dollar question. And it all stems from the picture, the story that you create about what is possible in your life and the possibilities for others. You guys have such an incredible product called Manatech, and I know that you have to be very careful about the story you tell, but you don't have to be careful about the story about what's possible for people when they live in health or when they live in abundance or when they live in service to others. And we have this constant kind of thing trying to pull us back. You know, we have this dream, we have this vision, you know, and we take a look at it, and we constantly have this thing trying to pull us back, which is what we call our history, you know, the beliefs that we have about ourselves. But what people will be attracted to, what people will come on your team for, is the vision you have of what is possible and the story you tell around about that, so that others have the possibility for their vision to come true within it. One of the products we offer is called Leadership Performance Training, and this is truly about creating what you see as possible as a reality and really looking at having that purpose in your life come true. I can't... you know, Mary Jo talked about it. She talked about the energy that people want to be attracted to. They want to be part of a story that's passionate. They want to be part of a story that has possibility. And they want to be part of a story that is in service to others. And you have a perfect vehicle to do that. So you paint a picture. What is possible? And the more you stand in that picture of possibility, then the more that you're going to be encouraged, which is you're going to be boosting your own courage, because it's just a given that if you're coming from service and giving to others and asking that question and being interested and really giving, your courage is going to be boosted. So paint that picture. Patrick, in summary, you want to summarize what we've talked about?
Okay, absolutely. That's powerful about courage and discouragement. Pretty amazing what we need to do to summon courage. Courage is to understand why and understand what we're up to. So, So in summary here, and not exactly ending, but just for clarity on this call. This week, to create the greatest week of our lives so far, go to get off your butts, go to this conference, manifest like you're challenged to do, email us that you would like to talk about an aspect of your business that that's exciting. So here's the deal. This week, be interested. What's important to you? Be an interested person. Be the person walking through the experience of life, asking questions and listening to the answer. Next, be trusting this week. You are in the right place with the right product at the right time, and that no matter what your encounter with people, no matter how it is, you're going to make a difference in people's lives by who you are. And you can either bring the game of discouragement, or you can bring the game of confidence and power. And finally, be able to paint a positive and powerful picture of the future for people. And so, get yourself trained in all this and practice it. This week, be out there doing it. Be interested, be trusted, and be able to paint a powerful picture. Be the spirit of a beginner in the fact of willingness to learn. This is your week this week. Interested, trusting, and hone your ability to paint powerful pictures of a positive future. Now, in summary, and then there's going to be some homework, and then if there's any questions, we can answer a few questions. The reason people are successful or unsuccessful hinge on three things. This is from our experience with 30,000 people later, 40,000 people later, and here they are. And I'm just going to lay it out for you very quickly and very clearly. People are not effective because they don't have a strong why. Be connected to the reason you're doing this. And it's, if it's simply for abundance or money, that's okay, but it's not as powerful as if you connect it to the deeper intrinsic motivators, okay, of the challenge, the intrinsic motivator of the family, and all of that. So be clear on your why. The second reason people are successful or unsuccessful is their ability to overcome their limiting belief systems. Most people are what we call history bound. Mary Jo and I know this one, and Nancy knows this one clearly, that we're historically bound. We always look back at what's possible from what we've done in the past. And if you can break through on that, this is an incredible thing. So people who are successful are not history bound. Finally, you find the final thing in this, why people are successful or unsuccessful, is what's called controlling your state. Most of us cannot or have difficulty controlling our state of being. That means we have trouble with the ups and downs of staying positive and staying, it's not even positive, it's more than that. It's staying with the whys and purpose. So controlling your state of being, staying in the process, and that's a whole nother phone call, is how do you control your state? But basically, it's being present in the moment. It's being in your experience. It's about your breathing. It's about your connection with people. Exactly. What Nancy was saying, it's about attitude, even when it's tough. Because people, it's easy when you're winning to have a great attitude. But when you're flattened out, when things don't seem to be going well, is when successful people control their state of being and stick with it. So, again, have a strong why, overcome limiting belief systems, and handling your state of being. Now, one of the things, and I'm going to put in a little bit of a pitch here, and Mary Jo, I know, and you guys won't mind this, but one of the things that I think is critical to success is being trained, is getting training. If you're going to spend money on anything, in this next week or month or year. You spend money where you spend it is in training. Train yourself. We at Seminar Systems and our leadership performance training feel that the value of our training should be tenfold. So if you're out there looking for a 2% return on your money, a 5%, a 10% return on your money in some kind of investment, you look at us because what we're doing is a tenfold return. So the money that you spend in a 5-day training, leadership performance training, pays you back 10 times over. And I'm sure Mary Jo would share with you that some of the things that created the most abundance and success in her life has been the fact that she's been a trainer. And that's one of the things that she's been in training as a student. And that's one of the things that I admire most about her, is every time I see her, she is willing to jump in and learn. And she was she's a graduate of our leadership performance training, and so is Lydia. So this is a powerful opportunity. And I realize that some of you on this call are not interested in that, or you're going to do it your way. And I think God bless you and go out there and do it. But for those of you that are like the 7 people and the 1 person, you've got something in front of you right now today on this phone call that's in front of you, which is an opportunity for a free coaching call and a leadership performance training to go to your conference and manifest all in, all here, and to have a new spirit. So here's your homework assignment for this week. To create the greatest week of your life so far, my challenge is that you go out and you meet 10 people this week and you ask them the question, what's important to you? And then when you're done listening to them, I don't think if the idea of your product and everything comes up, I think this is a great opportunity to talk about it. But that the purpose is to connect at a powerful level with people by asking the question. So you a minimum of 10 people that you meet this week, and you ask them what's important to you, and you listen. And when you have a temptation to tell people about your life or what you've accomplished, or you start talking about you, I want you to check that up a little bit and bring it back to the conversation about the person you're with. And I think by the end of the week, you're going to have something extraordinary. Now, here's what the challenge is for you. For those few of you that know you're going to be, that this is a year of huge success, here's the challenge. I want you to email us at Patrick or Nancy at Seminar Systems and tell us the result and what you've learned by asking that question, what's important to you. So by Friday, you email us, give us your name and an email, and tell us what you have learned in your homework assignment by asking at least 10 people what's important to you. What have you learned from 10 people that's of value to you? And email us, and we're going to enter your name into a drawing for one of my books, Love Made Visible. Now, Love Made Visible is a great book for people who are building teams and who do presentations over the phone or presentations live to people. It's quotes and sayings that you can use that will stimulate an hour conversation or a 2-hour conversation by simply one quote. It's very valuable in working with people. So there's your homework assignment. 10 people this week, you guys, that you listen to, and when you find yourself talking about yourself, get off that and get back to what's important to them. Attend your trainings and get your free coaching, and we're willing to work with people that are willing to meet us halfway. If you're going to do it yourself and it's just like a good idea for you and all this kind of stuff, God bless you. You're going to have a great week. But for those of you that are committed to have the week, the best week of your life so far, it's not that the next one can't be even better, but the best week of your life so far, take on this challenge. Okay? So I'll turn it back over to Anything else, Nancy?
Just wanted to say thank you for being on the call. Have a great week at Manifest. We'll be thinking of you, and go make a difference.
Absolutely. So turning it back over to Lydia and Mary Jo.
Mary Jo, are you there? Okay.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I just was talking for 5 minutes without... Lydia had clicked my phone on mute as well as my little button. Sorry. Thank you, Patrick and Nancy, so much. And I wanted to open up the call for questions from anyone who wants to take themselves off of mute. But I did want to contribute one thing. I mean, as I listened to all of this, of course, I live it all, and I love it so much. And these two have been so incredibly important to me that this all is consistent with, you know, what I do and what I feel and how I work my life and try to be every day of my life. But one of the things that was so impactful for me that I want to help people with, because I think sometimes we can hear about a lot of the things we're supposed to do, like being interested. I think we listen to a lot of these things and we go, but how do I do that? Because we just come from our past. We come from all of the history that we have, and it's hard to force ourselves to be interested sometimes. I'm just using this as an example. When people tell you to be interested and you go, well, how am I supposed to do that? I mean, yeah, that's a nice thought and it'd be really nice if it happened, but how do I get myself to do it? Well, for Mary Jo, I didn't really get trained in being interested. My foundation that I heard first, and of course this is because, you know, nothing ever happens by coincidence. It was something that I needed to hear. And being a lawyer by profession, we're brought up in a very haughty way. Like, we have more knowledge, we're more intelligent, we have more aptitude. Most people, you know, I mean, it's part of the going to law school routine, right? And when you get out, then you get in these big law firms, and it's even reinforced more. And it just gets to be that sense of, I don't know, some kind of elitism thing, which never attracted me by any means. You guys know me well enough to know I was a misfit. But I found that it took me a lot of years. It wasn't until I came across some of the self-development work that I did that I came to the first huge, gigantic aha to me came around the fact of being interested. And the reason I could be interested is because someone took me through a path and compared me with another person. And we started comparing each other, where we were born, how many children in our family, where did we go to school, where did we go to graduate school or undergraduate or whatever, what business experiences we had, and we just did this whole thing. And the two of us were totally unique, and that's going to be true about any person you compare yourself with. You're going to be totally unique. It may be a little different with a family member, but outside family, you and another person will be totally unique. And the one thing that formulates for us all of our belief systems, really, is the experiences we have in life. So our worldview comes from our experiences we have in life. So that means that each individual has a different worldview than I have because they've had totally different unique experiences than I've had. So with that in mind, I'm not right. They're not wrong. The fact is that I will never be able to live 1,000 lives on this earth. So what they have to offer me is absolutely invaluable. Because I can't learn that in one lifetime. I can't live 1,000 lives. So when I came to that realization, Patrick, it was a day in my life of saying, wow, I didn't need any more insight than that to know I needed to always come from being interested. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, being interested, it's this. I think a lot of the world is set up for people to have opinions about stuff, and so we don't have real conversations. We have an exchange of opinion, and that's not a real connection. And so, well, that's been my experience of you. Is I think one of the things that creates the most abundance of spirit with you is your ability to connect with people, because I feel anytime I'm in your presence that you're interested in what I have to say. And that's so rare in this world, you know, right now. And if this team on this phone call starts operating from that place, that rare place, it's a rarefied air, where you walk through this world and you don't need to have an opinion about everything all the time.
You know, Patrick, our problem is that we're in a society, especially now that we're in this whole political, you know, realm right now of the presidential election, we're in a position where everybody's so excessively opinionated about everything that, and we hear the Rush Limbaughs on radio, and we just get this jabberish, we just get bombarded every day with all this monstrosity of just opinions. And we want to believe they're factual for some reason, and then we try to spew it outward like and make everybody wrong because we need to be right, and it just creates such a horrific environment. It's what's creating the total devastating situation we have in Congress today. I mean, it's just that same old stuff, and it's like, wow, why can't we just listen? Why can't we grow from each other? No, because we have to be right. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's, and I feel badly because I think it really is influencing our country. Now, it could be that it's drawing, with all the movements against it and all the anger that's being, maybe it's moving people in a different way. They're finally seeing it and saying, this isn't workable. I don't know. But I'm so prayerful that we can come from a place where we really love to hear from other people, and we can take their information without making them wrong or right, and we can apply it to what we already have accumulated in our bank of knowledge and information and say, wow, that could tweak my information base because now this could be possible.
You know, you and I could get into the political realm here, and we could have plenty of opinion about that for sure. But I think that we need to be the change in the world that we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
That's a famous statement by Gandhi. So where does it start? It starts with compassionate action from all of us. And compassion is connection, you know? I think that if you can't change your mind, you're playing a small game. You know, one of the things I have a blog, and I post quotes. So anybody on here that wants to friend me on Facebook, Patrick Dean or Nancy Dean, or Seminar Systems on Facebook is awesome. And we post quotes and things from Love Made Visible and all. And so you guys, if you want to be invited to that. But one of the quotes was, if you can't change your mind, you're playing an awfully small game in this world. And I think that being able to change and operate from places of, when you get more information, that you can be flexible in this world is a very powerful place to come from. And it shows interest in other people as well. Don't you feel that's true?
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're either denying people's existence by shutting them down and telling them their ideas are worthless, right? I mean, that's how so much of that interface happens. Or you're increasing the value of a human being. And I'm on this earth to increase the value other people have in themselves. In the process of doing that, I make myself more valuable. Does that make sense?
And it makes sense. And what you're blessed with then is one of the things that people probably on this call are looking for is more abundance and fulfillment in the experience of your relationships and more abundance in your life, so you don't have to worry about some of that stuff. And I think abundance has come to you, a phenomenally successful woman, because of that fact of your interest and your interest in learning and training. It's been my experience that's a powerful way to create the abundance of experience. And Nancy wanted to jump in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that why I love to be around your energy, Mary Jo, and I just love the possibility that, and I think that when I talked about painting a picture, you know, I really had you in mind in that, because if you could rub all over me every day as far as what's possible.
yeah.
People on the call here, you have, and I know you know this because you're on the call, you have a gold mine here, and I don't mean necessarily all in money, but you believe that anything is possible, and I think that that's a true gift, and I know that I feel very honored to work with your team, and very humbled too that you allow us. But, and again, awesome.
Thanks. Anyone have any questions before we cut off, because we're past our 11 o'clock time? Anyone? I just want to make sure I caught people from the audience who might.
Are they unmuted?
They can unmute. They know how to do it.
Joe, could he repeat? I've tried several times. His email address?
Absolutely. Are you ready?
Yes.
Patrick.
P-A-T-R-I-C-K?
Yes. At Seminar Systems. One word. SeminarSystems.com.
Well, I tried that, and they kept telling me I had the wrong thing.
Well, how about this one? D-E-A-N, my last name.
Mm-hmm.
Ph.D., three letters, Ph.D., Dean, mm-hmm. Ph.D., at earthlink.net.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I'm getting some emails. So, we've just got a few more openings here for the free coaching. So some of you guys are, I love this. I love the people that are jumping in. I already got some requests for the newsletter from our seminarsystems.com website. Wow.
Right.
Seeing some action here. This is
good. Good. We want to see action. Right. Amen to that. You guys doing a great job. Just keep being in touch. You can re-listen to the call to get that information again. And, I mean, these two people will bless your lives in incredible ways. I know them so well, and I love them so dearly. I wish they lived right next door to me. But, of course, then we'd just be in love fest all the time. But it's just, they're awesome people, and they really want to pour into your lives. And that's exactly where my heart is, too. It's a heart of service. It's a heart of contribution. And it's with that heart that we have these calls every Monday. But anyway, I want to close off because we're really running over time. But thank you, Patrick and Nancy, once again for blessing everyone on this call in a significant way. And I just love your heart and I love your contribution. And we continue to honor you, and people that are interested in getting that free coaching, get a hold of them. People interested in their leadership training seminar, I can only come from my knowledge and my experience of it, that it was a major blessing in my life. And I know one thing is true, that my business and my abundance will only grow as I grow within. So if we're not making contributions to ourselves, if we're not making investments in ourselves, in our own growth, in our own development, then we cannot have any realistic expectation that the world around us will find us more valuable and reward us in that direction. So we need to continuously work on ourselves to improve and be the best we can be. And through that mechanism is how the world starts recognizing the greatness of who we are. So I consistently say that your number one investment you ever make in your world is in yourself. And so take advantage of these opportunities, people, and take advantage of being at Manifest. We're going to have a great time. Thank you, Patrick and Nancy. You've given us a lot of homework assignments and some food for fodder so that we can really chew on that as well, and keep that in mind as we move forward in this great week. And you guys have a blessed week, and thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you at Manifest.
Yeah, amen. You do. Okay. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.